Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Good morning and you're very welcome to the programme today. Why we will all be advised to learn how to survive for 72 hours without light, heat and electricity. What an EU-wide ban on ethanol might mean for hospitals who use it in cleaning fluids and hand sanitizers. The Aston Villa match that is expected to attract mass protests next month. We'll hear about the difference that a heel prick test at birth will make for children with spinal muscular atrophy. Author Emma Hetherington on living with multiple myeloma and finding the time and the strength to write her latest novel. GP Dr. Maura Finn will be taking your questions on sleep. We know it's so important for every aspect of our lives, but how much is enough and how do you make sure that you're getting quality sleep? All of that to come. And if you have a question for Maura on sleep, you can WhatsApp us. 0870 32 32 32 is the number, or text 51551, and the email address is todaycb@rte.ie. First this morning, have a listen to this. Now, they were the scenes last night at City West in Dublin as violence broke out outside an accommodation centre for international protection applicants. The scene commander, Chief Superintendent Michael McNulty, described it as a public gathering organised by disparate groups on social media who stir up hatred and violence and encourage others to get involved.
This was not a peaceful protest. The violence exhibited was thuggery, an attempt to intimidate and injure. During the evening, there were sustained attacks on Garda cordons, including physical violence, bricks thrown and fireworks discharged at Garda members and the arson of a Garda van. Bins with hundreds of used glass bottles in the area were emptied and the contents used as missiles. Attempts to breach the Garda cordon were also made by charging the line with horse-drawn sulkies. Individuals were observed carrying implements such as garden forks and tools, and damaging walls in the locality to obtain missiles. The Garda helicopter was targeted with lasers. Garda public order units were deployed in full protective equipment and utilised incapacitant spray to repel sustained physical attacks on Garda lines.
Let's get more on this now. Emer McCauley is with us, news correspondent with The Journal. And Emer was reporting from City West last night and is back there this morning. And Emer, there have been developments in the last few minutes. What's the latest?
Yeah, Claire. So Gardaí have said they're continuing to investigate the serious public order incident here last night, which was a large-scale riot. They said that five adult males have been charged and are due to appear before the courts, and one woman who was arrested was released without charge. So that's the stage that the investigations are at. There is a large Garda presence here now and investigations are kind of ongoing at the scene here this morning.
Okay, but no protest as you stand there this morning.
No, just bricks and broken glass everywhere here this morning, Claire. You know, the sign has been ripped off the entrance of the hotel. The metal fencing at the front is ripped away, really serious damage done. The burnt-out Garda van has just been towed away. So that's what it looks like here this morning.
So take us back then to last night. And as I said, you were there from 7 o'clock yesterday evening. What did you see?
Yeah, really large crowds kind of pushing forward and then stampeding back as public order Gardaí, you know, pushed back on them. Tricolours in the air, people chanting, make Ireland great again. Ireland is for the Irish, these kind of chants. And then public order Gardaí being hit with missiles and bricks and fireworks on a pretty relentless basis.
So talk to us about the Garda response then. What did that look like?
Yeah, so initially kind of soft cap, Garda presence there, and then a graduated response. Public order units were brought in, you know, from all over the city. Gardaí that were there with shields. They held their ground at the entrance and then pushed back on the protesters. A water cannon was brought on site, but it wasn't actually used, you know, but we heard the deputy commissioner say that they felt that the presence of the water cannon, you know, did help kind of de-escalate the situation. And then the crowd had largely dispersed by around 11 p.m., Claire.
So we, as you say there, and we've heard from the guards, they are preparing now to react if there is any protests today or tonight. What are you hearing about that? What are you seeing online?
I'm not seeing too much organisation online yet, but it is early in the day. Just chatting to locals here today, they're really concerned about what happened on their doorstep last night. They don't want to see protests again here tonight. I was just speaking to one man who said his daughter's training in Templemore at the moment, and seeing that on his doorstep honestly made him worried about what Gardaí are facing on the front line these days. You know, people, you know, I wasn't hearing too much about damage to people's houses. We know that walls were taken apart. You know, people don't want to see this kind of violence on their doorstep, but people did say they're confident that there will be a large Garda presence here tonight.
Okay, Eimear, thank you very much for joining us from City West this morning. Eimear McCauley there from The Journal. We're also joined by Kevin Shortall, who's principal of St Aidan's Community School, a secondary school close to City West. And Kevin, what's your reaction to what you saw last night?
Yes, it's a kind of mixed reaction, really. One of, I suppose, fear and one of, like, worry. There are 5 secondary schools near City West. There are double that amount in primary schools, and each one of those schools has lots of children that live there. I don't know what the general public know about City West, but it's a community of families, but lots of young children. And a lot of those children went home early yesterday evening because there were warnings about imminent danger. A lot of those children didn't come into school today. Some were moved out last night for safety concerns. Others came in and went home again. The front gates of City West are locked, so people have to go the long way round. So it's a terrible situation, a very, very worrying situation, especially for the schools and the families. And it's not just the families that live in City West. Local families here, they're scared too. It's really not nice. Locking people in their bedrooms while firebombs and fireworks and Gardaí are attacked and vans are set on fire causes very significant trauma to children. And it's a shocking situation today. A very worrying situation today for us all.
Well, for you, Kevin, I mean, you're in the school there and you've got empty desks today. So you're worried about the children who haven't turned up. But also you have to have a conversation now with the children who are in today about why their classmates aren't.
Yeah, well, it's difficult to know what to say and when to say it. And if you say something, do you bring more attention to the problem? People are very aware. They're not naive. They know what's going on. And the students, we've secondary school students here, so we've teenagers who know that they are being targeted and their families are being targeted. So it's a very difficult conversation. But our school is a lovely, warm place. And anybody who's ever visited, I know some of your colleagues in RTE visited here, and they're struck by how much of a community spirit we have here. Thankfully, it's a very inclusive school, and thankfully there's no issues here, or very few issues here in the school, and we work very hard at that. But, you know, I stood at the front door this morning, myself and the deputy principal, with an extra big smile on my face, just to make sure that everybody felt warm and felt welcome and felt happy and unscared today. And for the rest of the week, that's what we'll be trying to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are you forcing that smile, though? Because I'd imagine you're worried.
I'm not, because I really feel like smiling at people to tell them how welcome they are. So it's not a forced smile. I do it a lot anyway. But I suppose at the back of my mind, it's always a worry when situations like this arise where you've no control, because the narrative and the message is so far away from reality and so far from the truth and so unfair and so manufactured that it's really difficult to... How will I say this? It's really difficult to know what the right thing to do is. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily something that you prepare for. But the only thing you can do, I suppose, is what works, is that you fight fire with love and you fight hate with inclusion, and you teach a message of welcome and friendship. And that's what we do really well here in this school. And we're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep smiling, and we're going to keep telling people that no matter where they come from, whether you're here from Tala or whether you're from the other side of the world, that you're a human being with a beating heart and you're welcome here. And I don't tolerate any other type of message than that. A human being is a human being, and it doesn't matter if you're from Ireland or you're from any other part of the world. You deserve respect and love and kindness and education and all the things that we afford. And that's an Irish thing. I can't understand how anybody thinks it's Irish to put their nose up at somebody else because their skin colour is different or because they've travelled from somewhere else in the world. I think it's anti-Irish. And I think I'm ashamed today of anybody who makes a child feel unsafe and afraid to go to school. It's just the wrong thing to do.
You mentioned there that there were warnings yesterday and that people ended up having to leave school early. Is that the position you're in today as well, Kevin, that there are fears about what might happen tonight? Or is there any way that you can get those teenagers
in? I have no information on that, Claire. It's still very early in the morning. It was kind of towards yesterday afternoon that people were seeing things on social media. But I have no information on that today. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to comment on that because, like, there's a lot of students in today and school is going well. There's a lovely atmosphere. Everything is fine. But no, I have nothing on that today.
And you can't get those children to come in today if they have or their families have made a decision that it's not safe for them to leave, even though I'm sure you'd love to have them in the warmth or in the school with the arms of the school community around them. You can't force them to come in if they don't feel that it's safe for them to leave.
I can't, I wouldn't, I won't. But I know when there was something similar some time ago, it did blow over after a day or two, and I'm hoping that the same thing happens today. There's been such instances, right through Dublin. Our school went into the Department of Education and sang the week after the riots in Parnell Square, and that all, we felt safe enough to do that at the time last year, and it was a lovely antidote to what had happened the previous week. And these things do blow over, and I hope it does. I really hope it does. But I don't know.
Because even if people are angry for whatever reason, the scenes that we saw last night, you say, are just unacceptable.
Well, again, I don't really want to get political about this, but I'm angry today. But I'm not going to throw a stone or set anything on fire. And the vast majority of people, in fact, everybody I've spoken to today from this community is angry, but nobody is going to react with violence. You hear people saying things like, people are angry. Yeah, fair enough. Everybody gets angry. People are angry around the world at politicians since time began. But there's a way to deal with things and there's a way to make things worse. And last night they made things worse.
All right, Kevin, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning. Kevin Shortall
from St.
Aidan's Community School. Thank you very much, Kevin.